every Thursday morning. It's the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Adrian High School Girls Golf. Let's welcome Cassidy Hawken. And Cassidy, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you had a pretty good couple of weeks here. This past Monday was the Lenawee County invite, and you won along with your team.
Yeah. So we had our county invite on this Monday, and it went really well for the Adrian Maples. We had four out of the five of our players finish in the top 10, and then our fifth player finished, I think, like 13th or 14th. So we had a really good day, and yeah, it was really awesome.
So you shot an 84.
Correct.
And this is at Wolf Creek.
Yeah.
So tell us about your round.
So I, first hole I had a par, and so I was like, okay, might actually be able to get something going today. And yeah, I think I just stayed in a good mindset all day. I just played my game, didn't really focus on what anyone else was doing. And I play at Wolf Creek quite a bit, so I kind of know that course. And so, yeah, I just felt really good all day, and kind of coming down the home stretch, I kind of had a feeling I was maybe in contention. And so, you know, I just try to stay focused and positive and just finish strong.
So, Cassidy, how long have you been playing golf?
So I've been playing golf for probably around 3 to 4 years. I kind of took it up during COVID, and I really love it. It's something that I really like because there's a lot of challenges in it, and I'm a very competitive person. So, you know, just not being able to perfect the game is kind of fun because, you know, you always have something to work on. There's always stuff to get better at, and so, yeah.
So, 3 or 4 years, what kind of drew you to golf? I mean, did you have any kind of exposure to golf from friends and family before you started to play?
Yeah, so my dad had always golfed, and so he kind of like was like, hey, let's go try it. And then I had a couple friends who were planning on joining the golf team, and so I was like, okay, like, why not, let's just try it out. And kind of fell in love with it. So
now the Adrian team, pretty young. I think most of you are juniors.
Correct.
So you're looking for to do very well this year and then again next year.
Yeah, so we last year we lost three seniors, and that was pretty hard on us, but I think we've done a really good job of coming back and just having a good group of girls again. Our top five varsity are all juniors, so obviously we're all coming back again next year and looking to kind of carry over and just keep doing our best.
Well, I'm curious. You said Wolf Creek is kind of your home course. You played there quite a bit. What's the lowest score that you've had out there?
So on 18 is actually 84. So I tied my PR in 18 at the county meet, but I have shot even on the front over there, which is 36.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's very good.
Thank you.
Pretty good. You couldn't come close to that.
I shot a 38. That's the best I've ever shot.
That's pretty good too.
So, did you have goals? Did you set goals coming into the season this year?
Yeah, so we set a couple team goals, and then I set a couple of personal goals myself. So for the team, obviously we wanted to defend our county title, and then we want to try and win the SEC White Division again. And then for me personally, I thought of, like, I really wanted to win the county. Obviously last year I got second, and so it's kind of, you know, I wanted to get first this year, but I know, like, we have a lot of great golfers in this county, and so I knew there's gonna be a lot of competition. So I just, you know, I kind of seemed a little bit out of reach, but I did it. So,
well, you talked about a lot of the other golfers from other schools. You probably become friends with some of those girls, right?
Yeah.
Like Tecumseh and.
Yeah, especially us and Tecumseh, we play together a lot, and so it's like, you know, we see each other like once every 2 weeks or so. So yeah, we've gained a lot of friendships through the sport, and so it's kind of cool.
Well, you've got a coach that's a pretty good golfer himself, Greg Schoonover.
Yes.
Tell us about him as far as his coaching. What kind of advice does he give you and the rest of your teammates?
Yeah, so Coach Scooney, he's great. He's really good about, like, focusing on what we need to improve on and helping us improve on it. Like, he's very good about keeping practices fun, but also, you know, we're gaining stuff from it. It's not just we're there and doing nothing. But, yeah, he's really good about just focusing on what we need to get good at and just really getting good at it. And then during the matches, he's really good about, like, if you don't want to talk, he won't talk. And if you need some help, he's there to help you. And, yeah, no questions asked, so.
So, did you start, when you started off, and were you surprised at all that perhaps you picked up the game pretty quickly?
Yeah, I definitely was a little bit shocked, because, so I just kind of started out just, I didn't really know how scoring worked. I was just kind of like, you know, let's just get the ball in the hole, I guess, but, like, a freshman year, I ended up getting to start on varsity a couple times, and it was kind of a shock because, like, nobody else was getting that opportunity. And so I was like, okay, like, maybe I could be good at this sport. And so, you know, I really put in a lot of time in the off season between freshman and sophomore year. And then obviously sophomore year, I was able to play varsity one for most of the time. And then I just continued to train a lot this summer and through last winter. And obviously it's paying off this year, so...
We're talking with Cassidy Hawk and Adrian High School girls golf team and winner of the Lenawee County invite. And we'll be back and talk more with her, but we have to pause for a commercial message from our sponsor, the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
Registration is now open for the fall 2023 adult learning courses at the LASD Tech Center. With the fall season comes a fresh slate of both personal enrichment courses like ASL, crocheting, and floral design, and high-quality career training in healthcare and the skilled trades. Or support your small business by learning about business plans, promotion, and QuickBooks. It's a great time to register, but don't delay. View our full course list or register today by visiting lisd.us/adult learning.
Back inside the cave, our Athlete of the Week program, talking with Cassidy Hawken from Adrian Girls Golf and the winner of the county championship. How does it feel to be a county champion?
It's still kind of a little surreal. I mean, you know, it just kind of feels like every other, you know, win. But I think for me, it's like a lot more for like the team win. I think it feels really good knowing that our team was able to defend our title again. And so, yeah.
Talk about some of your other teammates, too.
So we have Grace Smart. She ended up taking second. So she was runner-up at the county meet. And she's a great golfer as well, a great person. And so it's definitely fun having her on the team. Then we have Megan Shuddy, which she's also a captain alongside me and Grace. And she's also a great golfer, a really good person. And then we have Madison Thomas and then Ryan Kominick. And they're just awesome people. Like, they ended up placing, I think, 5th and 6th at the county meet this week, which was huge for them. Maddie was actually, she's been hurt for like 2.5-3 weeks, and so this was her first meet back, and she did absolutely phenomenal. It was very impressive. So
when you went around the course in the county meet, were you playing with any of your Adrian teammates in your foursome, or were they all from different schools?
No, they were all from different schools. So I was paired with a Tecumseh girl and then an LCS girl. But like I said, you know, we have like friendships from previous matches. So I knew both of them. So it was kind of fun. So
you talked about the team goals. Where is the team as far as trying to defend their SEC white title this year?
I think we're in a pretty good spot. You know, Pinckney is a powerhouse this year. And so I think they're really going to be our biggest competition. But I think if we can play like we did on Monday and finish out the season like that, I think we got a really good shot.
How many matches, SEC white matches, do you still have to play?
So next week we have a match on Monday, which is a try match. So we have an opportunity to get 4 points, I believe. And then Tuesday we have a duel against Ann Arbor Huron, which will another opportunity to get another 2 points. And then next Wednesday is our SEC championship. And at that match, the winner gets 4 extra points. So,
okay, that's coming up.
Of course, regional coming up too here, what, the end of October?
Yeah, I think it's October 9th.
Sure. Okay, that's coming up soon.
Not the
end. That's at the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, Cassidy, we want to thank you for coming in studio today, and congratulations on being named the Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, and continued success to you.
Thank you.
We have a certificate for you and a cave sticker, and maybe we'll see you back here again sometime.
Hopefully.
All right. That's Cassidy Hawken, our Athlete of the Week.